Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The Meatballs are reuniting. Who is spiraling this season? And whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but does it? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Jersey Shore, family vacation season two. As you can tell, we are super lit. We are back in full effect. We are lit just like the castmates, but we're going to get this show started. But before we get started, we're going to make some introductions. We got some new people on the panel. Hey. You know what I'm saying? I am your girl, Nakia Monet. Shout out to my girl, Stacey.
Hey, guys, Staycation, I'm back and so excited and full effect. Oh, this episode was great.
Well, yes.
2 hour episode.
2 hour episode.
It was 2 hours of amazingness. What's up, you guys? I'm Janan, aka DJ.
Woo!
So happy to be joining the panel.
So for those who are listening and watching, we got DJ. She's new to the panel. Our loves, K-Raw and Morgalicious, are not here, but they'll be stopping in once in a while, kind of like Angelina, hopefully Sammy. They're going to be like our Angelina Sammy's of the season.
We also need a name for DJ.
Yes.
DJ something.
I need a name.
Guys, fans, let us know. What do you think?
Yeah, so for those who are in the chat, those who are listening to us, shout out to you guys. If you guys can give, we can do a poll and you guys give DJ a Guido name or a Jersey Shore name, that would be awesome. Come with some really cool names and let us know and we'll give you guys a shout out. Guys.
Hello.
But before I even get into all this, I just want to let everyone know, and when the season's going on, we're going to have news and gossip, because you guys remember last season, news and gossip was so lit. Mm. If you watched these two episodes, our news and gossip from last season spilled over into these two episodes. So we're going to have a little news and gossip for you guys. We're going to do a little hot mess meatball of the week.
Woo.
And we'll come with some cool segments. So if you guys want to hear something, let us know. Guys, what are your thoughts on this show? The overall thoughts.
Ooh. That was a freaking movie. That's what I'm thinking. And Ron drama. I mean, we were following it last season all the way through as this all was playing out.
It was a lot.
I'm seeing Jen in a different light now, though. Let's just say that. I'm seeing her in a
different
light.
Remember the end of season one? We were like, we were starting to see her turn a little different. DJ, what do you think?
Honestly, it really didn't feel like 2 hours because there was just so much going on. And I'm just like, Ron, I just can't. I just have mixed feelings. You know, the whole Ron and Jen situation.
Feelings. Oh. He's deep in his feelings.
Yes. Deep in a
All right, let's get into it. Because, you know, MTV gave us 2 hours, two amazing hours of Jersey and Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. But DJ, like you said, it did not feel like 2 hours.
It did not.
It went by super fast. But let's just start with the guy of the hour, or the 2 hours, Ronnie.
Ron.
So Ron, we open up, and Ron, you know, we leave these guys from Miami. Ron is back home in Vegas, living his best life with girlfriend Jen, and they have their baby shower. So we see they're all lovey, and they're waiting for baby Ariana, is that her name? Mm-hmm. And they're excited for her arrival, and weirdly, it's like Ronnie is now the new situation. And the reason I say that is because last season, K-Wall, who sat here, our guy would say, Cinch is in the sunken place. And you see Ronnie kind of in this weird sunken place.
Ron's terrified. Let's just say that. Ron's in the scary place. He's like, what's going to happen to me? I'm scared. I'm walking on eggshells.
Something's not right.
But we're seeing a lot. It's crazy how we're seeing so much on social media, but then he's like trying to like cover it up for the cast.
He doesn't have to cover it up. We all know.
But it's fantastic because we open up, they have their baby shower, they purchase a brand new home, the baby, she goes into labor as he's on his way to work.
Yeah.
He's very sentimental. He has this cute, adorable little meatball when the baby is born.
Oh,
like
adorable.
She is like the most
Ariana.
Perfect baby. Ariana.
Looks so
she's
much
everything.
Like Ronnie.
So our guy Ron is trying to live this best life. Him and Jen, they're kissy kissy and they love each other. And then it gets dark and the full moon comes out.
And I love when Vinny says this. He goes, I don't know if we're going to get single Ronnie, social media Ronnie, or changing diapers yes. Ronnie today.
Ronnie had a lot of names, a lot of faces in this 2-hour premiere. So yeah. we don't know which one we're going to get.
And Ron was really confusing because as the gang says, Ron kind of went MIA on the group chat. So they had no idea what's going on. Paulie lives in Vegas. He's a little confused about Ronnie. When they see Ronnie lost weight. He has no more highlights.
The guy lights are out.
He's a little dark. And at first he doesn't admit what's going on. So he's really quiet about the situation. So before he opened up in part two, what were your thoughts about him and Jen as like he was holding things in and you were seeing them? What were like your overall thoughts?
I think they're just a hot mess. And I think he's just trying to like cover it up like always saying like, oh, we're good. There's nothing going wrong. There's nothing going on, but I mean, on social media, we all see it. Millions of people are seeing this. We know what's up.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, you could tell like something was not right. He was trying to mask it. It seemed so fake. And it's like, yo, we all know, like you said, millions of people know. And, mm-hmm. you know, and when he, you know, explains his reasoning later, we kind of see why. But it's just like,
wow.
He's terrified. He's terrified scared. If he does one thing wrong, she's going to go off. And she's looking for things. I mean, even when she was supposed to party that night out with them, she was looking.
Exactly.
What I loved about it. So season one, we would always report the crazy news and gossip. We reported everything that we were watching on season two. So we reported the fight that they had when they were in the house and J-Wall was there. We reported him getting hit by the car. And then the scene where they're at their pool party, we reported that. And I remember we had sent them the Instagram videos and the Snapchat videos. So to see it live and playing out, and I'm like, wow, we just reported that a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ronnie opens up a little bit and he's like, you know, me and Jen have been fighting on social media. And I'm like, yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, we know.
Don't worry. They're calling each other's names and it's getting a little crazy. So Paulie's like, you know what? Let's just have the guys come before the girls and let's have a guys' night. But Ron is just being very weird.
He's scared of her. He's scared that if he flirts with a chick, if he looks at a chick, if he does anything wrong, that's the thing. That something's going to happen. She's going to go off and she's going to keep his baby from her or go and take off. Because that's.
Yeah.
I feel like she takes off. I've been watching her on social media on like her stories and she's always in her car with her baby and who knows? She just didn't.
She hit Ronnie with the baby in the car.
Yeah.
So Ronnie's new name is Rhonda.
I think he's scared for the safety of his baby and he's her. Yes.
And it's funny because we got a part one and a part two. And part one, you don't see it all. I mean, we knew because we were doing the news and gossip. And part two, it just like unleashes and you're like, wait, what's happening? So part one, I was like, okay, what's Ronnie going through? He's quiet, he's emotional, he's not really turning up with the guys, and they're in Vegas, but baby mama's up the street. So did you guys think, like, you know what, it's gonna be different because they're not in Miami where he was cheating and it was like further away?
I think the cast saw this too, like he wouldn't have to see the repercussions of it, and maybe he wants her to come, he wants to see his kid because he's in the area where his kid is and they're filming, so
he doesn't want to make the same mistakes that he did in Miami. So I felt like because he was kind of trying to stay away from the strip club, he was just like, alright, no more girls, no more temptations or whatever, and I was applauding him for that in the beginning. I was just like, okay, you know, out of respect obviously for his baby mama, but
just a mess. But you guys know what's not a mess. DJ is going to give us some more information. Whew. And let us know what's going on in the neighborhood.
Yes, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. So for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us to be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes! Shout outs! And also, you guys, hit us up on iTunes because we love hearing from you there, and rate us 5 stars and then sign up for another account and give us another 5 stars.
Yes. Shout out to all the fans. We love you guys. If you guys are watching us on YouTube, make sure you guys subscribe. Subscribe, and leave us comments. We love your comments. We may not always agree with them, but we do love your comments. And let us know. We will give you some fan shout outs going on. And as Staycation says, if you guys are on iTunes and listening to us and hearing all the yelling, thank you. We appreciate you guys. 5 stars. We love you guys. Yes. All right. So the guys are already in Vegas. They're turning up and they're kind of waiting for the girls, but the girls are back on the East Coast. We have the beautiful Nicole, who looks really good this season.
She's looking good. She does.
She looks amazing. Now, I know it's only been a few months since they had a break, but she looks really good, right? Mm-hmm. So Snooki's living her best life, and she's on the East Coast, and Snooki reveals that she unblocked Angelina on social media, and they exchanged numbers, and they've been going out to lunch. How do you guys feel about this?
I love when she was like, I need some entertainment, and then JWoww was like, well, I need a chew toy.
It's true.
I mean, I get it. I mean, Snooki was being open and stuff. I mean, Angelina, I don't like what that whole, or Angelina, Jenny, you know, an Angelina feud about the Jersey whore. Do you think that thing was real? Like that mug that Angelina put? You think she?
Because I remember when we were doing season one, they were watching the episodes.
Yeah.
And I think with reality TV people, they watched episodes and it triggers something. So though they moved on, they were watching. And I think like Jenny was also talking mess about her. And that's when she put the mug up. So this was like happening all in real time.
You know what? And then also it was kind of Jenny that spearheaded the let's have her go
she
home
did.
And see if she wants to be cool
and
with
And I
us.
Think she was watching. Remember, when they're filming, they don't see everything that's happening. So I think Angelina probably was watching the episode like, wait a minute, girl. Well, I didn't know you were talking about me during
now
the show.
Now that makes sense.
Because when we were watching it, then she got mad and put the cup up and then she tagged her. Mm-hmm. And then all these news articles started to come out where Jenny was talking mess about her. So I thought it was really interesting that Angelina and Snooki were out having lunch. But what I do love is that Snooki kind of called her out about the whole IG post. And she said, you know, we want you to be part of the group. And Angelina says that no one's unblocked her. But Snooki's like, it's because you and JWoww were going at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Snooki kind of wants to invite Angelina to Vegas.
And I think it's Angelina should be on her best behavior because she wants to be back with this crew.
Yeah.
I
mean, she needs to be on her like literally like best behavior. Like no more screw ups, no more like cussing people out, punching or Polly, slapping Polly in the face or anything like that.
No more crapping her pants.
Yeah. Just, oh gosh.
Dirty little hamster. We love you, Angelina.
Come back though. We love it.
We love it. And it's pure
it.
Entertainment because we don't have a Sammy. And I think MTV was really smart about that.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
like, who can we bring up to stir some ish up? And they know the producers are smart.
Mm-hmm.
They know like those. She's not the greatest. Like Snooki said, is the best entertainment. And we want the entertainment, so Angelina, keep bringing it.
Yes.
Beautiful JWoww, who also looks amazing. They all look great.
They, do, they look right? a little different from last season. Huh?
Yeah, because I think all...
Like the plastic surgery kind of calmed down a little bit.
The boys make fun of their plastic surgery, and I think it's the swelling went down. As Jenny says, my face will go down in a few days.
They probably got some stuff done before their first season coming back, and they were like, okay, now
I think they did. And I think they watched themselves on TV and was like, ew, we look crazy, because it calmed down this season. So we got the beautiful Jenny, and she's at home with her beautiful kids. Mm-hmm. And we learned she opens up that her baby son Grayson is going to therapy because he's not speaking. And we got to see this little emotional side of Jenny because when we see JWoww, she's punching, she's fighting, and she's hard.
Yeah.
And we got to see that I think Roger reached out to the friends and asked them to send a Mother's Day video. Damn. And the only person who did was Mike.
St. Michael.
So
how do you guys feel about that? Because remember last season she was starting with Mike. And he's the only person who came through for her.
I think it was cool and it showed her that he actually is probably the truest friend and the most stable and healthy in the house.
Yeah.
So you should invest in him. And then, but I think the other ones are all friends, but I think they're kind of all stuck in their own little lives.
Yeah, they got a lot going on. Yeah. And they're all, honestly, though they're 30, and I can attest to this, like, millennials, like, we're a hot mess. Like, it doesn't matter if we're 30.
The oldest,
the oldest millennial is 38, but our generation, like, I think Gen X, the generation before us, they assume that, oh, they're 30, they have to have it together. And it's like, no, we don't. We're a mess. So though they're in their 30s, they're really 12, and I just don't think that they... Jenny's the most mature one where I think she would send everybody a video where they would just be like, well, we don't know.
But I think ultimately just seeing this situation, she's the most sensitive too.
Yeah,
out of all of them.
I feel like she never used to be that way though, right? I feel like ever since she had kids, I think the kids brought her sensitivity.
Yeah, did that change
her. You know, I mean, motherhood or fatherhood, it changes you. When you have a kid, like obviously we see it in Ronnie.
Hello.
He's extra
he's
sensitive.
He's crying in the air. They're all crying. And I think Jenny going through what she's going through with baby Grayson and therapy. Now she has to leave them.
Yeah.
But
That's tough.
Seeing Roger. How do you guys feel about seeing Roger? He's
you
so cute.
You love him. Don't you?
He's
Kiki really, boo-boo.
You know what I love about Roger?
He's fine, though, right?
He's super fine
right now. Like, I think he's working out.
He just looks like a grown-ass man. And that's what I like. And Roger.
Likes grown men.
Grown men. Hi.
Hey. She's single.
And I'm spiraling. Jenny felt some type of way because she was affected that all her friends didn't really reach out to her, but she's really affected by Nicole because her and Nicole are really good friends.
Yeah.
And Jenny says a really good quote. She's like, I just realized that Nicole is not the best friend to me that I am to her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Jenny wants to call her out on her ish and let her know. And I think Jenny was starting to peep Nicole hanging out with Angelina. Mm. Yeah, I'm saying.
She's like, you're going to invest in this friendship, but you can't even send me a 30-second video.
That's insane. So the girls all get together with Dina. Aww. And Dina makes an amazing announcement. Dina is pregnant.
You called it last season.
So remember last season, I remember when the season 2 was coming out and they were showing promo, yeah, and we didn't see Dina anywhere. And a lot of people got nervous, like, is she kicked off or not? And I'm like, no, I think she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. How'd you guys feel about hearing about Dina being pregnant?
I was so excited. I'm so happy for her. Oh my gosh.
It's cute, but I also want her in the house.
I do too.
Can you bring her pregnant booty to Las Vegas?
I mean, like, how far along is she? Like, she said 10 weeks?
10 weeks. Yeah. So she's like 2 months, three months.
Snooki was pregant, like, she still made it out to the...
I think Dina wants it. A lot of women get scared in their first trimester, yeah, so true. Maybe she's nervous. Because maybe her and Chris have tried before and it wasn't successful. Mm-hmm. Because we are going to see her in Jersey. So, right. Which I'm excited for.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so happy they're going back to Jersey. That's where it all began.
Bringing it home. And I love that they're taking them to Atlantic City. Yes. Which, if anyone's from the East Coast, if anyone's ever been to Atlantic City, it is like the rundown version of Vegas.
Really? I've never been there.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's like, Vegas is like high and really fancy, which
was
is not
it like
in real life.
Laughlin? Have you ever been to Laughlin?
No, I've never been to Laughlin.
It's like a gambling place, but it's kind
of... You know. Atlantic City is a tinier version of Vegas, and it's fun, but it's a hot... Like, if you think Vegas is a hot mess, AC is a hot, hot, hot mess. Like, I see more bad things happening in Atlantic City. Because it's Jersey. No shade to Jersey, but Jersey's gross, so... Mm. I'm from New York, so I can say that.
But
we love it. We love Jersey. We love... So we're super excited that Jersey's coming back. So the girls, they make it to Vegas, and Jenny calls her people out. And, well, with the help of Mike, the situation.
Yes.
And she cries at the table, and they didn't realize how sensitive she was. I think this is the trip where they didn't realize that Ron was uber sensitive and Jenny was sensitive about that.
But I think this situation shows their maturity levels when she's trying to talk about it and they all make it into like a joke.
They were so nonchalant about it. They're like, oh yeah, I forgot about it. Yeah. And then she's sitting there crying. I'm like, oh awkward. My.
And then she comes for their next She starts to come for their next. Let's get into the boys. The boys are there as well.
Boys are back.
Big Daddy Sitch.
Big Daddy Sitch.
I love Mike.
To the rescue, always.
Saint Mike. I love him.
Saint Mike is amazing. We pick up with Mike, and Mike is back home with Lauren, and he is getting overwhelmed because homegirl is trying to plan this wedding. And season one, we knew that he couldn't do anything or plan anything. So she's throwing dresses and cake and food. He loves food.
Of course.
And catering. And he's like, babe, I need for you to relax. This is a little too much. But what I love about the situation is he's like, I'm thick as fuck, because he's so chubby and he's been eating really good.
What did they say? Like, okay, thickness coming through when they're walking to the casinos.
Now, K-Roll used to always say that Mike's situation was in this sunken place. K-Roll would say that an alien had taken over Mike's body. After seeing the whole season one and seeing him now, do you guys think this is the real Mike that we're going to get forever?
I think so. Yeah, definitely.
I think he's always been like a good guy, but his whole mess outside of him is all his issues. Mass setup. So I think he's...
I felt like, in the beginning, he was trying to put on some persona. It was all for, you know, obviously TV and all that, but I feel like he's showing his authentic self. Yeah. I think this is, like, actually who he is.
I think so, too, and I think that's why Lauren fell in love with him, and she's been with him for a long time, and I think people are probably saying, girl, what are you doing? But I think this is who he really was, and he's such a sweet guy, and I love that when they go out to the club, he does the prayer. He's like, dear God, please keep me away from all the thoughts everywhere.
Doing the Matrix.
I love it. Like, he doesn't drink. He just wants to eat and live his best life. And when Ronnie's going through his situation, no pun intended, he tells Ronnie about the Serenity Prayer. And
that
he gives
was
him
so
advice.
Real. Yes. Just to see, like, the realness and how they really are, like, friends, family. Like, you see that in that moment.
It was a beautiful moment. Yeah. I love seeing them. Our two favorite guys, Paulie and Vinny, the Smash Brothers, are back.
Hello, Canada.
If anyone's listening and if anyone's from Canada, Vinny says that Canada women are usually like the men and they do the one night stands.
Is that true?
Yeah. If anyone's from, I'm not from Canada, so I don't.
I'm gonna have to ask my cousins from Canada.
Really?
I'll ask them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know, like, the women, are they the aggressor?
They're DTF.
Actually, you know what? Yeah, he says the Canadian women are DTF. I remember we college, we went on a school trip to Montreal, and me and my friends went to a strip club.
What'd you do?
Don't ask us why. And the girls, the women were really excited that we walked in because we were girls, and I think they wanted to get away from the guys. But a lot of the girls, the strippers, were aggressive. I'll say that. Like, really.
In what way?
Like aggressive. How? I don't want to put anyone's business out there, but a lot, not me, but one of my female friends was, like, talking, and if you those who are listening and can't watch us, to one of the, I'm doing, like, the air quotes, talking to one of the strippers, and they were really aggressive.
Wow.
Like, really, like, come here, let's go. Like, where I would not, I feel like I wouldn't see that on the East Coast. So maybe it is. So Canadian people, DJ, ask your cousin, let us know.
Yep. Fans, let
Stay
us know.
Tuned.
Yeah, let us Canada? Know, fans. The Smash Brothers are back, and Polly yes. is selfishly happy that Vinny is now single. Yeah. And you know what's funny? Vinny is single because he was cheating. I mean, he claims he wasn't.
He was, though.
Do you guys think he was cheating last season?
Yeah, because remember I went on the after show of the Jersey Shore after show.
That's right,
you did. And when the cameras were off, one of them said, Snooki yelled out. They were like, what happened between your girl? And she's like, he cheated. And then they didn't air that. So he cheated.
Oh, wow. I think he cheated.
I mean, in the
I mean, let's be honest.
I think he did.
Let's
too.
Be honest.
I mean, and Alicia, I found it interesting, and maybe because they're not showing us everything. Yeah. He's on the West Coast. Alicia, his ex-girlfriend, lives in California. Mm. I found it interesting that he wasn't trying to reach out to her. Maybe he was. We don't know.
Oh.
And you know, because
and you know her watching her Instagram and stuff. She looks a little like sad about.
Yeah,
this whole
she was
situation.
Really upset when they broke up. So I'm interested to see. But when we see in the previews. We see he might be hooking up with one of his castmates. So that's going to be very interesting.
Ooh.
And everyone can guess it because everyone is pretty much married and the only single. Wait a minute. Didn't she have a boyfriend?
Angelina's getting married. She's engaged right now.
Yeah. So what's happening?
She cheated.
Oh, she cheated.
She cheated.
She cheated.
If anyone's listening, let us know because in the previews they say to Angelina, you're single, Vinny's single.
No, Angelina's engaged.
And they hooked up before too, so
crazy.
It could
they
happen
did.
Again.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to do some investigation.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do some homework. Fans, if you're listening to us, let us know because you guys are good. You guys would hit me up on IG and let me know what was going on. So if you guys are listening, is Angelina still with her boyfriend? Is she engaged?
She is engaged. I'm always up on her Instagram. I think she's engaged. But
I don't know. The commercial looks like her and Vinny were going to hook up.
They probably literally just broke off the engagement.
Right,
because maybe her fiancé was just like, wait, what happened
maybe
there?
Maybe they got
okay,
back together now. We're going to do all the investigation, guys.
We don't know,
guys.
But fans, you guys know. You guys are good.
Yes. So our guy Ronnie is there being weird in the sunken place.
Yeah.
And, you know, his roommates have no idea what's going on. They're just really oblivious. But they want to meet baby Ariana. And
that
Jen
was so cute.
Brings the baby
by. That was
by.
Such an adorable moment.
I love how we're getting like these cute little moments. And then we're getting these like party crazy spiraling nutty moments.
It's just a mixture of everything. I love it. You never know what to expect.
My emotions are on a roller coaster with Jersey Shore.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
happy. I'm ratchet. I'm turned up. I'm happy. I'm sad.
Yeah,
I have heartburn. Like they just do so much to me. All the food from Sitch eating.
Daddy,
I want to like work out because they're working out.
I want to eat because Mike's eating.
Right.
Yeah, he gets me hungry.
But we get to see Ronnie in a different light because season one, Jen was just pregnant. So we knew he didn't really want to be in this relationship. But now we see him with his twin, the most beautiful baby that I think I've ever seen with those
so
chubby
cute.
Cheeks.
So
and
cute.
His roommates get to hold the baby and they get to like spend time with her. And they to them, they think Ron and Jen are like the perfect couple. Mm. But Ron being awkward.
I don't think they think they're the perfect couple. I think they're just closing their mouths because they don't want to like, they want him to open up about
yeah.
it. Because we've all seen it on social media.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about that too.
And Jenny, JWoww is now talking to Jenny.
Okay, how do y'all
Let's
feel about
go in-
that?
Oh my gosh.
How
well, first of all, I don't like the fact that Jenny didn't tell Ron. I think that's kind of disrespectful because they were friends first.
Yeah.
Okay, they have history together, obviously. So I don't understand why she didn't tell Ronnie.
And
that's
kind of
weird.
How would you guys feel if one of your friends just reached out or your partner was talking to one of your friends?
I'd be pissed.
Side? I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. Especially if you're having issues like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
I don't want you in
my
business.
Back. I'm your family.
Exactly.
She's the outsider.
That's
or he's the outsider,
shady.
Whatever.
Because when we left off on season one,
yeah.
JWoww was really giving it to Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was letting him know about himself. So I think for Ronnie, he says Jen, his girlfriend, plays this role where she plays like I'm the innocent victim, but she's really the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Ronnie was really pissed off because now she's giving Jenny JWoww information.
I think he knows her manipulating tactics. And this last season, I was like all like, oh no, it's not Jen, it's Ronnie because
we all were.
We all were, but now like I'm seeing it and seeing her more in these episodes. We're getting to see her personality. Mm-hmm. she seems a
it's
little
like Jen
crazy.
Got us like she was manipulating
she
us.
She was a little yeah. right? And even on via social media, we'd be in her social media and I was like, oh, this poor girl. But when everything started to come out, I was like, oh my God, dear Jesus. Right? She's crazy too.
She's crazy too. And I think they just don't have trust between them two. They probably both cheated on each other.
I'm sure.
Of course.
I think they're just a toxic relationship and they shouldn't be with each other. And now they have a baby in it. And I think this is the classic where I have a lot of guy friends and they do the whole like, I don't want to mess up because I don't want her to take my baby away. And that's why I love when Jenny called him out on his ish and was like, bro, just go to court and take and do it the right way. Stop doing it like that way. If
you got a crazy ass be pregnant.
Because that baby and Jen's son, they don't deserve that. So, yeah, what I'm saying. The crew's all together and, you know, they're kind of getting an idea what Ronnie's going through because they see it on social media, but they're trying to ask him, but not really. So Ron lets the crew know Jen's going to come up with us tonight, but he doesn't seem excited about that. And they're starting to put everything together. So we now know what pushes Ronnie's buttons, and it's Jen, apparently.
Yeah.
They go to this amazing pool party, which is amazing in Vegas. And he's looking on his cell phone, and like J-Wall says, Ron goes from 0 to 100. Mm-hmm. And if you blink, you will miss it. He's looking on his phone, he's fighting with baby mama, and then all of a sudden, live wire.
That's literally what happened. I blinked, and then all of a sudden, he just went to 100. I'm like, wait, what?
I bet you just, she just looked at such a toxic relationship, she's probably thinking about girls or other girls he's talked to or whatever's gone on, and she's bringing him up and, like, you know, just starting to fight and everything. Yeah.
Do you guys, how do you guys feel about Ronnie saying, like, I don't want to involve my roommates, I don't want to ruin their trip, I don't want them in this drama? How do you guys feel about that?
I feel like I understand where he's coming from, because that's what happened when he was in a relationship with Sammy. It was the Ronnie and Sammy show in the previous seasons. So I get that he wanted to kind of just keep it like low key and not talk about it just for the sake of his friends and, you know, so they can enjoy their vacation. But I mean, come on, they want to know. I mean, at the end of the day, they're family.
They should at least know.
Exactly. They should at least be honest.
We want to know.
I want to know too.
We want to know. But I respected him for that. Yeah. But like, you know, they're all in the house and they're, I just feel like you can't do that and then cry in front of them and just say, no, everything's okay. And then go on the
phone. Exactly. He plays like, oh, no, I don't want you to. And then he plays victim. And you know what's really funny is that he keeps going into the cars with the girls because they will listen to it.
Yeah.
He won't take the car rides with the guys because the girls will coddle him, which is, you know, I get it.
It's like the girls, and he knows how, you know, I think he knows being around women is amazing. The women will coddle him. They'll give him therapy, and they'll tell him about himself. Mm-hmm. And I also think, don't get it wrong, like, Jen is crazy, the baby mother. But Ron plays a part in this, too.
Yeah.
And I think he wants them to feel bad for him. And we were like, oh, damn, Ron. Yeah. Where last season, it was like, damn, Ronnie, get it together.
I know.
This season, I was like, wow, this is a lot, because there's a baby involved. He's crying. He's scared.
Yeah.
He is.
And even knowing in the news, like, the car incident where he was dragged, that's dangerous, and that baby's in the car.
There's blood on her car.
There's blood. She's getting dangerous.
Her mugshot was out because they were looking for her after she hit him with the car. He could have been killed. And that's why I say this is toxic. And I know we have, like, crazy news and gossip and some really cool stuff. But it's like,
I wouldn't trust her with my kid.
Absolutely not.
And he says she goes missing sometimes with the baby.
In a car.
And, you know.
Like, why doesn't he take this to court? He will win.
But like, I think, like, hello. Yeah. And I think, like, Pauly D, I think he before tried to get full custody, but he didn't get full custody.
He tried.
But I'm saying, like, maybe.
You can get half custody. You don't have to get full custody. Like, take her to court so you have visitation rights, and she has visitation rights. Mm-hmm. And legally, she can't keep the baby from you, and if they do, they'll arrest her.
I think he's scared.
He's very scared. But I think, like Jenny says, and I like that J-Wall called him out on his ish. How'd you guys feel about that moment? Did you think she was too harsh, or she was telling him the truth?
I think she was telling him the truth.
I don't know. I kind of feel both ways about it. Because, I mean, when she stated, like, oh, you chose this, like, did he really choose it? Like, what does she mean by that? I mean, it's not like they had a kid on purpose, like, oh, we're going to bring this child, let's do this. Like, you know, it just happened. You saw, like, in last season of Family Vacation, you know, he was really, like, stressed out about it. You know, when she was pregnant, he was just like, oh my gosh, how is this going to affect our relationship? What are we going to do? Like, he was really worried.
Yeah.
So I felt like that statement kind of just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
But I know, like, where Jen was coming from, or J-Well.
Yeah. I was happy that she called him. I think what she means, at least this is what I think. I think because Ronnie was dating this girl, they weren't dating for a really long time, and he was already getting the signs that they weren't good for each other. And I think Jenny was saying, like, most men, like, men will date women who they claim, and they talk all this issue about how crazy they are, but you're having unprotected sex with this girl. And that's what I think she meant. Like, yeah, you guys didn't sit down and plan this baby, but you guys were raw dogging and living in each other's house and having lots of sex. Where men, I think, forget, like, hi, a baby might come right. from this. So when she gets pregnant, you guys are still beefing and fighting. You come to Miami and it's just tragic. And it's like from there, you could have made a decision like, okay, what are we going to do? But instead, you chose to get this house with this girl,
yeah.
move in with her and her kid, that's after right. you were sending her nudes to her 10-year-old son. That's a whole nother story. That's why I was like, I feel bad for Ron, but they're both just toxic for each
but
other.
But I think Jenny's just interested in kind of the drama
she
a little
is.
Bit. And that's
she's
why
shady.
She's oh, and yeah. she might want to know, you. Like, you know, because she has, he has a baby from this girl, so yeah. he's like, okay, well, just let me try to make, like, a little bit of a friendship with her.
Yeah.
Or try to fix the situation. I don't know. I think she's coming from all different areas.
You know,
like,
I think
no.
she has really good intentions, yeah. though. And I think that's what I like about Jenny. I like the fact that she does genuinely care, right. and so she's trying to, like, understand, because she is worried about
yeah.
Ron, I
yeah.
feel like, at the end of the day. So yeah. she wants to kind of get in the bottom of this and try to see if maybe from her where she stands, she could kind of mend the relationship
yeah.
somehow.
And I think you need a friend like Jenny, because everyone was sitting yeah. around, they were like, oh, Jenny's so manipulative, which is true. Mm-hmm. And everyone, but I think you need a friend to be like, all right, yeah, she is, but bro, you need to take responsibility.
You're in
accountability.
The situation.
Yeah. Let's get it together. Let's fix it. Stop crying in the corner. What are we going to do next? And I think you need that.
Yeah.
We
need a friend to keep it real at the end of the day. For sure.
We need them to come on our show.
Yes! Jersey. Guys, these two episodes were insane. Ooh. It was crazy. Are you guys breathing? How you feeling?
Oh my gosh.
Because we got a long road to go,
I wonder
y'all.
If we're going to like take a slump next episode, like a little break, because
yeah.
they gave us a lot in these last 2 hours.
Who they
you
gave?
See, the first episode, you know, kind of starts out slow. But
we didn't even talk about like, the bathroom fight.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Bathroom fight, Ron's
ooh,
bathroom
so
fight.
So much went on.
The,
oh my goodness.
With the guy, remember? We didn't hear about
that. No, we did. We talked about
okay,
it a little
okay,
bit.
A little
but
bit.
How do you guys feel about that?
That was crazy.
I think that was set up
nowhere.
A little bit.
You think it was set
yeah.
up? Why?
I think it was interesting though. Oh, well, I think also people are like probably picking on them. They're
yeah.
out and about and everything. Like
I think it was real.
I wanted to know mm-hmm. what Jen also was texting him.
Yeah.
Know that.
Yeah.
And was
we,
it all like relate? What went on? It's just that it yeah. whole scene, we didn't get a lot of it, but we got a
right.
lot of it on TMZ.
We did.
We didn't get a lot
because,
of it.
Because, you know, I think part of it, people do just randomly mess with them. But I also think producers probably go to people and be like, hey, bother Ron. And Ron was started drinking. Remember, when he got the text messages, we were talking about that. He just starts drinking. If you blink, you're going to miss him going from 0 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into the bathroom a little tipsy, and the guy's like, bro, instead of him being a big boy and walking away, he engages in the fights.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we seen it on TMZ, and we reported it here for News and Gossip.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I think that's real. I just think, like Vinny, Pauly says, she knows what buttons to push. Oh, man, speaking about button to push, let's talk about our hot messes of the week. Yeah, so since we had 2 episodes with a 2-hour premiere, we're going to give 2 hot messes of the week. Staycation.
Hot who messes were, of the week, who, Ronnie. And then I'm going to also go with Jenny.
Ooh, DJ.
Yeah, I agree. Ronnie and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's a 3 for 3. Ronnie and Jenny were also my hot messes of the week. Stay tuned next week and we'll give you more hot messes of the week. And if you guys are watching and listening to us, let us know who your hot messes or meatballs of the week thank you, Julianne. But Stacey, Staycation, you have some news and gossip for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, guys, I was creeping on... Wait for that little thing to go. Yeah. Okay, guys, I was creeping all over their social medias because every minute there is some Ron and Jen drama. There is some drama with the Jersey Shore cast. They're still together. They're recently in Puerto Rico.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Living their best life
why?
In Puerto Rico.
Ron and Jen are still
yes,
together.
They're still together.
Okay,
they're in Puerto Rico. And then she just posted a video of him snoring, being like OMFG of him snoring. So they're still together. They're living together. There's a picture we have up there of them in Puerto Rico on their stories. Their stories every minute. So we don't know what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes.
Honestly,
but as of now, they're together.
They creep me out because this
we'll
is
be saying
so
something
sleeping
different
together.
Next week,
yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh,
look
gosh.
At them sleeping together. Okay, so you know what we have to do? And Jersey fans that's listening to us, let's just monitor. Like we did season one, let's monitor their stories. And
these things are changing every 5 minutes, so.
I'm scared.
I'm worried. I'm so worried. Oh, God.
Yowzers. Well, Jenny and Ron are back together today. That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And you guys stay tuned going on the season. We'll have news and gossip and we'll have all that juicy stuff. Let's get into predictions, y'all.
Woo! And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
DJ start us off. We've seen some clips from season two. What are you predicting that's happening?
Ooh, okay. So Vinny and Angelina, they're getting together. Something's going to happen between them. I don't care if she's engaged or whatever. She's going to cheat, obviously. Jen and Ronnie, Ronnie's fight is going to be really bad. And I'm really worried for Ronnie because Jen is crazy.
Seriously,
like that's literally how it is.
Jen, don't come for me. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Staycation.
Ooh, I'll block your car after.
Thank
okay?
you so much. I'm scared. She's right in Vegas. It's not that far away.
I think the Jen and Ron drama is going to continue. I think cops are going to be involved. I think it's going to get physical. We're going to see more of that, though. I don't think it's just going to be the stuff we saw on TMZ and stuff. I think we're going to see more. I think JWoww, Snooki are going to get into beef over Angelina coming into the house. Snooki's going to have to choose sides. And I think Vinny and Polly are going to live their best lives and hook up and do everything else.
Yes. Very good predictions, girls. I'm very excited to see Vinny and Polly be single and just smash literally everything. I'll be making a trip to Vegas. No, I'm kidding. I'm excited to see that. I'm excited. I do think JWoww and Snooki are definitely going to fight with Angelina. But I'm also excited when they go back to Jersey because we'll see Dina. We love Dina. So I'm excited for them to get back to Jersey because they're going to Atlantic City and I know more ish is going to happen. And because Ronnie will be in Atlantic City, I'm not excited, but I think there's going to be more drama when he's away from Vegas. Though it's bad in Vegas, I think when he's away
from his baby,
Listen, I think it's going to be a lot. I think this season is going to be a lot of drama with Ron and Jen, and we see they're together now, but I think we're going to see a lot of explosions and a lot of bad things happening with
especially
them.
Since they're not going to be in like the same city. Yeah. So she's going to be like, she's going to make a surprise pop up, I'm sure.
A lot of craziness. Guys, these two episodes were insane. Ooh. Thank you guys for staying tuned with us. But before we go, let the peeps know where they can find you. Ladies, DJ, what's up with you?
Yes, so as you guys know, my nickname is DJ, full name Janon. You could find me on IG at Janon Bo.
And she needs a nickname.
Yes, guys. I need a nickname, so help me out because I am not creative.
Hey, guys, I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. And I'm ready for this Thursday ride.
Yes. Guys, I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. You can follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, YouTube. You can follow all at AfterBuzz TV. And make sure you guys hit us up. You can find us on social media and let us know because we'll be watching the Jersey Shore fam all week and we'll be creeping on their Insta stories. Make sure you guys come back. Give DJ a name.
Yes!
And we will see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.